Hello, this is Roger Shouse, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is part of our Heavenbound podcast family. Jumpstart number 2313, first written March 27th, 2019. 1 Samuel 15, verse 22. Samuel said, "Has the Lord as much delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams." As old as scriptures and as modern and as current as today, when someone has made a poor choice, they are reminded of what they should have done. Parents do that all the time. Preachers do that in their sermons. But here in our verse, it's the prophet Samuel. He asked this question to a king, not just any king, but Israel's first king, King Saul. Here's the story. Saul was the new king. God wanted Saul to lead Israel against the Amalekites. It was to be a complete and total rout of the enemy. Nothing was to be spared and nothing was to be brought back. Saul didn't do that. He went to battle, but he captured the king and brought him back along with the best of the animals and the other things. Samuel confronts Saul. He denies wrong. He then passes blame upon the people. He immediately shows that although he stood head and shoulders above others, he was really a small person. Good leaders don't blame others for their mistakes. And it is here that a question is posed. Which do you think is better, obeying God or sacrificing? There are many times these things are found in scriptures. For instance, Solomon tells us that a good name is better than fine perfume. He tells us that the day of our death is better than the day of our birth. It is better, he says, to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting. The end of a matter is better, Solomon says, than the beginning. Most of us would like to argue with Solomon about these things. Funeral home or party, we'd take the party. A phone call about a baby born or a phone call about someone dying, we'd take the good news about the births. We even like the beginnings better than the endings. The beginning of a movie, a book, or a vacation is so much better than the end. The Lord teaches in a similar way. In a Sermon on the Mount, the Lord says, "First, leave your offering and be reconciled to your brother, then go to worship." Most of us would think that God comes first, so go to worship first and then work things out with your brother. That's not the way the Lord gave the order. Now, here's some things for us to think about. First, God's order of things is often not the way we would place them. God tells us what he wants us to know. This tells us that God doesn't think like we do, or probably more accurately, we don't think like God does. We think God ought to be happy with sacrifices, and possibly even the sacrifices will make up for not obeying him. But that's not the way God sees it. If we obeyed him, then our sacrifices and our worship would be acceptable and right as well. So these things remind us that we must stick with scriptures and not our own thoughts. How we would do things is not often how God wants things to be done. Secondly, sacrifice or obey is not really the correct choices. One must do both of them. One doesn't cancel out the other. One isn't more important than the other. If one is going to obey God, then he would sacrifice as well. Our obedience to God's word will govern us how we worship and how we sacrifice. That's missing today. Folks throw up anything and everything in worship and believe God just loves it. God wasn't thrilled with what Cain offered. God wasn't thrilled with the strange fire that Nadab and Abihu offered. God wasn't happy with the people in Malachi's day who were offering crippled animals. When we remove obedience, we open the door for all kinds of odd, weird, and bizarre things. Folks run as fast as they can to the latest innovations and the newest trends. The old is out and the new is in. Cutting edge, progressive, pushing the envelope, new ways to make music and worship, new ways to raise money, new ways to combine the physical with the spiritual. It won't be too long until some of these churches will offer a sports bar with hundreds of TV monitors, buffalo wings, chips, and a cute message written on the napkins. And why not? If you don't obey, what's wrong with those things? Thirdly, we all face choices that come down to do what the Lord delights in. Keeping that before us will help us make the right decision. Saul forgot about that. He disobeyed. He thought it was okay, and it wasn't. Rather than thinking about what God delights in and what God wanted, Saul chose what he wanted. Self over God always leads to disobedience, and it always leads to trouble and to sin. When we start making our choices by what we feel like and feelings replace faith, then we will do what we want to do. So if we don't feel like being nice, we won't. If we don't feel like going to worship, we won't. If we don't feel like apologizing, we won't. If we don't feel like staying married, we won't. Rather than doing what God wants, our lives are summed up by a song that Frank Sinatra sang a long time ago, and that was, I did it my way. Saul did. He did it his way. It wasn't the right way. It wasn't God's way, and it got him in trouble. So this means that there will be times I will do things that I do not feel like doing. I will do them because they are the right thing to do and because the Lord delights in them. I may feel like staying home, but someone needs me to talk to them and me to be their encouragement. I may not feel like going out, but I will. There may be days I do not feel like going to worship. Maybe I'm tired. Maybe I'm down. Maybe I just like to stay home, but I will go. I will go because it's the right thing to do. I will go because it's what delights the Lord. Most times when I do that, I find out that not only was it the right choice, but it helped me turn my spirits around as well. Which is better, sacrifice or obedience? Which one does the Lord delight in? Boy, those two questions could get us out of a lot of trouble, and I sure hope I can help remember the right answers to those questions. We need to be doing both of them. Thank you so much for listening.